You're on Sunday Night on ABC Radio.
Sunday Night with John Cleary.
And we're joined by Noel Debien in the studio. Hello, Noel.
Hello, John.
Fun quiz.
It
did
was
you know
good.
Your Harry Potter questions?
I didn't.
Did you go and see the Harry Potter movies?
I did see a few of them, yeah. I've seen, I think, two or three of them. You can't really miss it. You can't
sort of
not go and
cultural phenomenon.
See them.
If you want to have conversations with your nieces and nephews.
That's exactly right. That was the excuse. Take your nephew, take your niece. Exactly.
Where are we off to?
Well, we're going to Indonesia. We're going to a place called Semulo, and it's a little island where there's been an earthquake on Wednesday.
Ah, that's right. It's off
up
the
near
sort of
near,
south.
It's off Sumatra, you know.
It's sort of southwest of Sumatra, slightly, isn't it?
Yeah, they call it the Ring of Fire, I think, this whole area, because it's where all the volcanoes keep popping up and tectonic plates are shifting. Yeah. And of course, 2004 tsunami, 2005 another one. Mm. It's that sort of whole area.
That whole fault along.
Yeah, that whole
said
fault
there'd along. Be problems for years to come along there.
And we did do quite a lot of reporting from the island of Nias, N-I-A-S. And that was, that was where there was a lot of lives lost in the last major earthquake and tsunami stuff, whereas Semulo was less affected. It was less loss of life, but a lot of damage done. And Care Australia's been up there working since, 2005, probably earlier they've been going.
And they're there at the moment.
They're there at the moment. And in fact, on the line, I've got Jordan Hoffman for Care. Jordan, in fact, you were actually there Wednesday during the most recent earthquake. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Wednesday afternoon, myself and most of the staff in Sinabung Town, which is the capital of Semulo Island, were in the office. It's a two-story wooden office, and I happened to be, luckily enough, on the first floor, because usually my office is on the second floor. But I happened to be on the first floor talking to somebody down there, and the earthquake happened.
What was the actual earthquake itself like? I mean, how often have you been in earthquakes for a start, and what was this one like?
I first went to Semulo 2 weeks after the March 2005 earthquake, which was 8.9 on the Richter scale, and happened halfway in between Nias Island and Semulo Island. And it affected both of the islands pretty badly, but the number of people who died in Semulo was not that high, so it probably didn't get into the news as much. But I arrived 2 weeks after that earthquake in Semulo to help out with the program that was already there. And there were 5 earthquakes a day on average. And I was there for about 5 weeks, and I swear for about 5 weeks there were on average 5 earthquakes a day. And those earthquakes were the aftershocks from the 8.9 earthquake.
The one that caused so much damage on Nias and caused so much loss of life.
Yes, yes. And so they all ranged between about 5 to about 7 on the Richter scale. And the 5 to 6 on the Richter scale ones were just little ones. You could just feel them and you'd run out of the building, but you wouldn't really worry about them too much. Once they're over 6, then you really start to feel them and you move a lot faster. I have a bit of experience in terms of that. And also, I went back to Australia, but then I returned again to Semulo at the end of 2005 and have been there ever since. Until now. And on average, we've had probably, it started at about maybe one earthquake every 2 months, going down to one earthquake every 6 months. The last earthquake we had in Semulo was in November last year, but they have all been about no more than 6.5 on the Richter scale. So they're enough to get you moving out of the building, but they're not enough to get your heart really pumping or really starting to worry about things.
And just to put this into context, you're not that far from Sumatra in Indonesia, and we're talking about that area that's often called the Ring of Fire, the Pacific ring, where volcanic and tectonic activity is very high.
Yes, Very high. So, and especially in Simulu.
So Wednesday's earthquake.
Wednesday's earthquake was heart pounding. Wednesday's earthquake, it started off just as if it was a 6.5 or something, where we all started to move out of the building, most definitely. People who were running, though, I was telling, no, no, calm down, walk out of the building. We don't want to, you know, have any problems when as we're leaving. And it slowed down and it went lighter and then it really hit and it was very hard. And at that point, everybody ran, including myself, as fast as we could out of the building. We all ran as far away from the building as we could and as away from every other building and just stood there holding on to everybody else. We were all hugging each other. There were people who were sitting on the ground praying. It was very scary. It was quite large. And we were all looking up at our building, and it's a two-story building, and it was swaying, and you could see the sway in the second story.
CARE has been there, and you've been working there with CARE for years now, some years, and a lot of what you've been doing has been repairing that very significant damage that happened in 2005. There were whole villages in Simulu that were destroyed, from what I've read and from what I've looked into in the reports. So how much damage has been done to that rebuild and to property and to life in general on Wednesday?
The Wednesday one, amazingly enough, well, mostly it affected the north of the island because that's where the epicentre was. The epicentre was much closer to the north of the island. And it has created quite a bit of damage in terms of infrastructure. You know, there's huge cracks in the roads left from the road just splitting apart. The telephone poles have fallen down all along the east and a bit of the west coast as well. And landslides occurred, so some roads got cut off, but not too badly. Some buildings have cracked. I wouldn't say too many have actually collapsed. I think everybody's had a little bit more experience with buildings and trying at least to rebuild in a way that would not cause a complete collapse of the building at the very least. There has been some damage, but I think the greatest damage is the trauma to people. Immediately after the earthquake, even people in Sinabung, and there weren't any buildings that even fully cracked in Sinabung town, but even in Sinabung, immediately after the earthquake, everybody raced off to find their family and take them to higher ground.
Take them to higher ground, you mean, because they were afraid of tsunami?
Yes. It's the first thing that everybody thinks of in Simulu, is that fear of a tsunami. They have probably the longest experience in that their grandparents and great-grandparents their great-grandparents experienced a tsunami, and so they've handed that down through stories to their children and to their children's children about what to do if there's an earthquake. So the first thing that everybody does if they're near the sea in Simulu and there's an earthquake is they'll look to the sea and they'll see whether the water has gone out or not. If it's started to pull out, they start calling out. There's a word in Simuluese that's smong, and that means tsunami. And that means that absolutely everybody will just start running for the hills. And the earthquake yesterday, nobody called out smong, but everybody just has such a trauma of the 2004 tsunami and then the following 2005 earthquake that it's an automatic thing. They'll just find their family and take them to higher ground and stay there.
I hear even though in your laugh, nerves are a bit on edge.
Oh, yeah. It's still trying to remember that feeling. I mean, your body starts shaking a bit.
Then in terms of your work with CARE, what's going on immediately and what's likely to happen as time goes by from now, 4 days after the earthquake?
Well, immediately, of course, the first thing we had to do was to check on our staff in the field because we have staff in the north and the south of the island Most days they're out in the field talking with communities and organising things there. And so we were immediately on the radio to them asking how all of the staff were and how the communities were. And we immediately started doing assessments and working with the local government in conducting assessments all the way up the east coast and the west coast of the island to the south and to the north.
You're not inclined to jump on a plane and come home, are you?
No, amazingly enough. No. My first thought is to try and help.
Where is home in Australia?
I was born in Brisbane, and my parents live just in the mountains behind the Sunshine Coast. So it's a small town called Candanga.
And so from Candanga to where you are now in Simulu, what drives you to stay there and keep working? What is it about the place?
I have long had a love of Indonesia. I have a bachelor's in Asian Studies Indonesian. And I have spent on and off since I was little. I'd say I've spent about 7 years in Indonesia. Anywhere in Indonesia, I love the people. They're always extremely friendly. It's very easy to make friends. They're always very giving, even with the little that they have. You know, you go and you meet somebody and you stay in their house or you just go to meet them and ask them questions about how they're doing and stuff. And they'll always be offering you whatever they have. And it's a lovely feeling.
Jordan Hoffman, working for Care Australia in Simulu, Indonesia. Thanks for talking with Sunday Nights.
It's my pleasure.
Sunday Night with John Cleary.
And thank you, Noel.